Don't let me keep you up. Don't let me bring you down. I hold you close to me. I feel you. My shoulder, shut your tired eyes. I'll stay with you through the dark and cold night. You dream of places far. When you go, I'll wish you near. We may never know. We fall, only to rise. Lay down that heavy weight. Somehow we'll move on. Someday we'll forget. Listen for the answer. It seems loud and clear. We may never know why we fall.
Time for Talking Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today on the show by Colorado singer-songwriter Patrick Detlefs, here to talk about his upcoming show at Blue Corn Cafe in Montrose on Friday, April 26th. Patrick joins us today via Zoom from his home in Denver. It's a pleasure to have you. I'm wondering, Patrick, if we can start out by talking a little bit about how you describe your music.
I think it's just folk music. Maybe I'm guilty of calling a lot of genres folk music or whatnot, what my idea of it is. But I think it's mostly about the song and the melody and maybe getting a story across. That's kind of what at least my songwriting style is focused on. And I think the way we dress it up with different instruments and whatnot is always, we're always trying and hopefully serving the song and getting that message across best we can and not really distracting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a delicate balance, right? Of letting it shine, giving it enough to let it shine, but not overdoing it.
Yeah, I think it's fun to play, and it could be easy to overplay, mm-hmm. and definitely guilty of it sometimes. But it's really, I don't know. I always think when you can boil it down to whatever it needs, that's probably the best approach, rather than throwing all the paint at the canvas.
Rather than the Jackson Pollock method, in other words, the splatter.
Yeah. I guess that has a place too.
It does. Yeah. Different strokes for different folks. Talk to me a little bit about your songwriting process. How do you know what's a song?
I think it changes every time I've been doing it for a while now, and I've gone through phases where it is really kind of coming and it feels kind of easy or natural, or I just feel really kind of dug in. And then I've gone through phases where I don't write for a really long time. And I also think lately I've been trying to maybe challenge my idea of what I think a song is too. Like I recently released a record of really short songs that were, I think mostly under 2 minutes. And the idea behind that was, I guess, how we recorded a short, really short song of mine, and then we had so much fun with it. We were like, what if we could make a whole album of that? And it almost feels like all those songs became one long song if you listen to it all the way through. But it also feels like they're like little complete, just, I don't know, glimpses or something you want to play again. So I've been kind of trying to challenge that idea.
It makes me think of like the vignette or the short story. I always, when I read, there's something I love about, I'm really compelled by short stories. And I think it's something about and I talk about this all the time. My listeners are probably sick of hearing it, but I'm fascinated by the way we as a culture are so geared towards like oversaturation. We want to almost exhaust things. We want our, series to go on. We want our books to be 300 pages long. We want our albums to be long. And there's something about this really beautiful idea of almost just giving people a glimpse and then leaving them maybe wanting more, or just leaving them kind of satisfied with this small moment in time, rather than kind of stretching it out or overdoing it.
Yeah, it's a funny thing because I didn't make up that idea of a short album. Like there's been others and that I was inspired by, and kind of was like, oh, I want to try my hand at that. And I guess you could look at it the other way where it's like, oh, there's so much, we're collecting so much, so many things are passing by, like songs are coming out every day and what actually catches and whatnot. But I just thought it was a fun challenge and almost a little bit freeing to be like, oh, I don't have to write a song that's 3 or 4 minutes long and has this part, this part, this part, like let go of the formula a bit.
I love the idea too of like it's the collection as a whole, right? Like the individual songs exist, but you could also think of it as almost one long song. I really think that's compelling too. Do you listen? Are you the type of music listener who listens to full albums, or are you like a song from an album type of a listener?
I think I've always been the album listener, but I will say lately with playlists and people releasing more singles, I am prone to listening that way. But I definitely do enjoy just putting a whole album on and seeing what that's about. I love it when I find an album that that I can really get into, because that used to happen more for me. Where I would just be like, oh, this, I have the CD in my car or something like that, and I'm gonna absorb this more than I would now, whereas it just, things come out so frequently, it's hard to catch everything you want to catch.
It is totally. And there's a delicate balance of like music discovery, but also returning to your favorites, returning to the comfort food songs. What was the last album you heard that felt compelling in that way, where you're like, oh, I want to listen to this whole thing?
It's actually really recent, but the new Adrian Lenker record of her of Big Thief, I really like that record, and I listened to it all the way through the day that it came out, and I was just really, it's like, oh, this feels like a record that I'll be listening to for a while. So I've just kept coming back to that one, even though it can be, I guess it could be considered really kind of sad, but I like that.
Yeah, I'm a sad music kind of listener, or a bittersweet music kind of listener, I think.
Yeah, I don't, I don't, I, it's funny. I of course it's like sad sounding or sad music, but I never view it that way. In some ways I'm like, oh, it's, yes, it is, but it's also, maybe my tolerance is higher or something like that.
Maybe. I think of it as like it's like permission to feel. I mean, I feel the same way about poetry, right? Like it gives you that permission to just feel the feelings, which I think we need right now.
Definitely.
Oh, that fresh thin air, tall pines and snow all the love of my kinfolk. Colorado, I call you home to the mountains I that long and winding canyon road lies a place I have come to know. Meet me at the old general store and I'll show you that I've been. It's a mile through a small town on an old dirt road. It's another Colorado song.
Another Colorado song from Patrick Detlefs joining us today on Talkin' Music right here on your Mountain Grown Community Radio. Patrick, you'll be doing a bit of a Western Slope tour coming up. You will be playing the Blue Corn Cafe and Mercantile in Montrose this Friday, April 26th. I'm wondering, when you tour, what for you is the sign of a really good and successful show?
It's not the size of the show that necessarily matters. Sometimes smaller is better, or, you know, but I think it's mostly just, did I feel like I connected with the songs? Did the band feel like we had fun? You know, even if we messed up on a spot, I don't care so much about that, as long as, I don't know. Yeah. How easy are we going on ourselves, and how comfortable are we? And then also, I think, Did the room feel nice? Like, did it feel like people were responsive to it? Those are usually the things that make a show feel good.
It seems like you are a type of musician who's a listening musician. Would you say that's true?
Oh yeah. It goes better if folks are listening, if I'm listening. And sometimes that's not always the case,
That you're not listening or that they're not listening.
that they're not listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm trying to listen and I can't hear over there not listening, you know?
Yeah,
But
that is definitely a conundrum right now, I think. I talk to a lot of like listening room type musicians, and it seems like it's hard to book shows. It's just hard. It's hard to compete with the babble.
it is hard, and it's hard to even, maybe ask, like, sometimes it feels silly, like, hey, could you please quiet down and listen to me? Because I don't know, I don't want to ask for too much, but I also think it benefits both parties when that happens. But I know that there's, different strokes for different folks kind of thing. There's different what people want to listen to. But I do think if you go to a show and you're watching it and you're really in it, it can be really impactful. And a way of connecting that maybe going and just talking over the music doesn't get you.
A way of connecting. Say more about that. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I don't know. I think, like, I've always thought that the musicians are giving something. You're there to watch them. They're playing music. They're giving you that. But then the audience is giving something too. And I think that if both of those things are meeting, there it's kind of creating this experience that couldn't be had alone. So I don't know. I think you can get a lot from just seeing a show,
Yeah.
or playing one.
Or playing one. Yeah. Do you find it
Yeah,
a
artistic, I think.
vulnerable, is it a vulnerable experience for you to perform?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I think no matter what it kind of is, just because I'm laying something out there that I've taken the time to create and hoping that it comes across in a way that people enjoy. So it does feel vulnerable in that sense, but I don't feel really, I don't think I get nervous about being vulnerable playing. I maybe get nervous about messing up, or forgetting words.
Yeah, that to me is like intimidation of the internal critic, right? We're always like so worried about nobody really cares if we mess up. We're like we care more than anyone will ever care that we've made a mistake, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Like if I see someone play that I like and they make a mistake, I could care less, But for some reason, if it's me doing it, I have a completely different opinion,
100%. And I also think that we kind of love seeing that in other people, that like moment of a
Oh
vulnerability
yeah.
or that moment of being human.
It's a good thing to keep in mind, because it does make them human, or it's like they're forgiven before it even happens, if it happens, it doesn't matter,
Yeah, and it's also just kind of like, oh yeah, we all make mistakes, right? It doesn't change the quality of what we're producing in the world or putting out into the world just because we might make a mistake.
Yeah, I think sometimes people that the mistake almost makes the show for people. That's the thing that they remember, but it's not a bad negative way,
Falling faster than I've ever known. Thank you.
Forget to Let You In from Patrick Detlefs joining me today on Talkin' Music. Did you always know that you wanted to be a musician?
I've known for a while. Since I started playing music, yeah. Before that, I was really into like sports and skateboarding and basketball. I went through all these just little things. And then I got a guitar when I was 12 and started playing. And I remember in school, they had us write about what we wanted to be when we grew up or what we wanted to do. And I had another friend who played guitar as well. And I think I asked him what he was writing, and it wasn't music. And I was like, what? You don't want to play music? So I was like, what? How could you not want to do that? You know?
So the two of you didn't go on to start a band together? And
no, we still played music together, but we did not do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what keeps you coming back? What about it do you love?
In some ways, it feels like this thing that that I don't really... I love it, and but I don't have a choice with, too. And that's kind of comforting, too. You know, it's like, I think I would have... You know, if I went back and tried to make different decisions, I probably would have made that decision again, you know?
Yeah. Talk a little bit about who you're touring with. You're going to tour with Jess Parsons, correct?
Yeah. She's another songwriter, and she writes great songs. She plays in many bands. She plays in my band, and that's the fun thing about this run of shows as well. As, so she's going to play a set of her songs, and we're all going to back her up. And then we're going to take a set break, and we're going to play a set of my songs and her and everyone. So it's the same band for both songwriters, which will be kind of fun.
Well, we look forward to having you on the Western Slope, Patrick. Thank you so much for making time.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Colorado singer-songwriter Patrick Detlefs joining us today on Talkin' Music. Patrick will perform live at the Blue Corn Cafe in Montrose on Friday, April 26th. Tickets and more information can be found at bluecorncafemontrose.com. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit kvnf.org or catch up on shows you may have missed on the KVNF listening app. Thanks, as always, for tuning in.
We're all cut by time, can't heal or slow. Take me back, you and I, where the wild flowers grow. Not asleep or at play, forever a day you dream away. Yours.